I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. A spike in violence in the city of Hartford has already left 18 people dead this year. Last week, Mayor Pedro Segarra asked Governor Daniel Malloy for support. On Monday, the two men met with local, state, and federal officials to talk about the best response. The governor is giving the mayor what he asked for and a little more. Three detectives and one sergeant to assist in investigating crimes, more parole officers and correctional staff, money for a gun buyback program, and technical resources to help track ex-offenders. Malloy told reporters that while the state as a whole is seeing record low crime, Hartford is a notable exception.
This is obviously a spike. Overall crime is down about 2%. Homicides have doubled for a comparable period of time. And shootings are up. So we're going to stay with us for a period of time until we can put things back to where they need to be.
Hartford police have said their roughly 400-member department is easily short 60 or more officers. That's something they'd like to work on, but the city budget often gets in the way. But Mayor Segarra seemed to say that the bigger problem was how the state reduced the number of troopers it assigned to the city's shooting task force. That's something that investigates violent crime in the city. The state says it's grown the number of people that work on that task force, but reduced the component of state troopers who do so.
I think that if we return to a fully staffed shooting task force the way that we had a while back, that we can have a more targeted and stronger effort to bring down the homicides in the capital city.
It's a problem that also has a political dimension for the mayor. He's up for re-election, and he's been taking heat from his challengers since the violence started. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.